Tigers and Orioles at Camden Yards on Jonathan Scope bobblehead night. There's Scope teaching a young fan some new tricks. Pick up the action, top one, Justin Upton staying red hot.
The 0-2 swinging a line drive left field deep down the line. Got a chance and it's gone, a home run. Justin Upton does it again. 21st home run is a 2-1 two-run shot. Tigers take a 2-0 lead in the first.
I'll tell you what, the ball he hit out last night was down a little bit. That one was even lower, and he put that severe buggy whip on. I'm going to give him a double buggy whip on that, baby. I would say 10 rows, maybe 12 rows out down in, over the left field wall. It looks very close, but that ball would have been out just about all ballparks, I would think.
The 2-2. Swing a line drive to the gap in left center. And hit the breaking ball. That's to the base of the wall. Jones in, Scope to second. Tigers lead cut to 2-1. 1-0. Fly ball left field, way down the line and left and gone. Adam Jones, number 20, ties the game at 2.
That's a hanging curveball. Hanging curveballs go a long way, and you hear the fans right now yelling and getting all excited because that was a severe bomb right there. Hanging curveball, goodbye.
Young man just up from the minor leagues, 2-0 pitch, swinging a fly ball, right center, deep, going back a Ducey, gone. Wellington Castillo, number 11, the first batter Joey Menez faces back from the minor leagues. It's a home run to break a 2-2 tie, 3-2 Orioles here in the seventh.
Well, that was a fastball, and that ball had pretty good carry, just over the 373-foot mark out right center field. I think you got maybe in the first or second row, but this is the way it is here. If you hit a nice drive, most places in this ballpark are going to go out. It's just the way it is.
There's a swing, fly ball to left center field off the bat of Beckham. Forget about it.
Yikes.
Tim Beckham with his third home run in as many games. An absolute no-doubter deep to left center, 4-2 Orioles.
That's out of any ballpark anywhere in the world, then some.
The Orioles score 5 unanswered runs to beat the Tigers by a final of 5-2. That home run for Tim Beckham in the eighth, his third in 5 games with Baltimore. It's also regular season home run number 10,000 in the history of the Orioles franchise. Drew Verhagen lasted 5 innings, allowing 2 runs off 4 hits with 3 Ks. Here's the starting pitcher after the game.
Try to keep it pretty simple as possible. Just kind of get ahead in the zone and make them put the ball in play, which is typically my approach.
Mm-hmm. James had said he wanted you to be able to attack with all your pitches. Coming out of this one, how do you feel you did?
I feel pretty good about it. I think I could have thrown – I need to work on my slider a little bit. It's a new pitch for me, and it's still something I'm – trying to improve upon every time out, but I think I have an idea of what I need to improve on, but overall I feel all right about it.
Do you approach this as just an isolated start, or do you look at it as, hey, I can do something today, I want to prove I can have, you know, given an opportunity down the road, I can do something again?
Definitely just isolated start as of now, just because I'm trying not to look too far ahead. So, you know, they told me last night I was starting, so I was just focused on today.
Did the layoff in terms of not starting since July 19th have an impact on you at all? It didn't look like there was any rust, but did you feel anything off?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel anything off, but I think that was probably part of the reason I came out when I did. Since I hadn't started in a couple weeks, they just cut me a little bit short. I felt pretty good though. I felt like I could have kept going.
Was the pitch to Jones the one pitch you evolved all of and you'd want to have back? Everything else you kind of put where you wanted to.
Yeah, I think it was just a little bit up, but I mean, it's the pitch I was trying to throw. He just put a good swing on it.
17 of 21 first pitch strikes. How critical was that for you today?
That's huge. That puts the advantage in my favor for sure. So that's something that I try to do every time out. So I'm happy to hear that.
What would you say is the biggest thing you take away? What's the biggest positive you carry into your next opportunity, whatever role that is?
I think just like what you said, first pitch strikes and pounding the zone early and making, you know, forcing contact. That's when I'm at my best. So that's what I'll take into the next start.
Up next, the finale of this 4-game set is Sunday. Anibal Sanchez goes for Detroit against Ubaldo Jimenez for the O's.